AP News for Friday, February 6th. I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump says he won't apologize for posting a racist video of the Obamas, telling reporters on Air Force One.
No, I didn't make a mistake. I mean, I look at a lot of thousands of things. I looked at the beginning of it. It was fine.
Sagar Magani reports it depicted the Obamas as primates in a jungle.
The post was deleted after Republicans, Democrats, and civil rights leaders alike criticized the video as racist. The president's spokeswoman initially dismissed fake outrage over the post, saying it was from an internet meme showing the president as king of the jungle and Democrats as Lion King characters. But in a rare White House admission of a misstep, the post was removed, with the administration saying a staffer had erroneously posted it. The post came during Black History Month's first week. President Trump has a history of using sometimes racist rhetoric and intense personal criticism of the Obamas, the nation's first Black president and first lady. A spokesman says the ex-president has no comment. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Stocks soared to their best day since May on Friday, the Dow topping 50,000. The U.S. and Iran held indirect talks in Oman over Tehran's nuclear program, and the Milan Cortina Winter Games have opened. Ed Donahue reports it spread across Italy.
It's in four locations with two Olympic cauldrons. American Alison Kopaka will be traveling.
To see people on the Alps and see people in a completely different environment.
Fellow American Grant Edson hopes these games aren't political.
Tomorrow I'll not want to see J.D. Vance again, and I don't really want to see him tonight, but I'm happy that America is here and he's our representative, so go America.
More than 3,500 athletes from 93 countries will compete in this year's Winter Games. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. Sunday's Super Bowl halftime show's in the news.
Bad Bunny says he wants to bring his culture to his Super Bowl 60 halftime show Sunday in Santa Clara, California. He will highlight Latin identity at America's most watched event. The Grammy winner revealed some details Thursday during an interview in San Francisco, but he won't provide any spoilers.
It's going to be fun, and it's going to be easy, and people only have to worry about dance. I know that I told them that they had 4 months to learn Spanish. They don't even have to learn Spanish.
The conversation was broadcast on Apple Music and social media. Bad Bunny recently won Album of the Year at the Grammys, marking the first time an all-Spanish language album took the top prize. The Seattle Seahawks will face the New England Patriots. I'm Gethin Coolball.
The latest through the weekend at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.